This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at Hamilton College, WHCL.org. And you've spent an hour in the shack with Uncle Pete. Be sure to tune in next week for that, and now an hour in the Radiola Shack. Not a Tandy company, by the way.
Living in a telephone booth. Oh, ain't it the truth? You looked at me, and I looked at you, and we did exactly what all lovers do. Then the sight of orange blossoms came into view. Oh, wasn't it true? Love is so universal. Everyone plays the game. We don't need one rehearsal. Aren't we all the same? Ain't it the truth? Oh, ain't it the truth? Folks out in China and up in Duluth seem to get that certain thrill from baby's first tune. Oh, ain't it the truth? Thank you. can't say it's not. Folks slave and worry and save such a lot. Then they're tired out and can't enjoy what they've got. Don't tell me they're not. And ain't it the truth? For instance, in love, you find a sweetheart from heaven above. Your best pal gives her diamonds and you're out with a shove. That happens in love. All of these things I'm saying happen each day, you see. All of us end in paying for a philosophy. Ain't it the truth? Whether you're Gandhi or Mr. Babe Ruth, life's a dash of lemon juice, a dash of vermouth. Oh, ain't it the truth?
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radiola, and it's a wonderful show again tonight. More Eddie Lang, rare Eddie Lang here. I'm Andy Senior, and this material is from the gracious loan of material from Mr. Raymond Mitchell of the UK, and a few things from the Mosaic Venuti and Lang box set, some just suggestions from Toast of New York, and an email I got from Mr. Will Friedwald, who had sent a list of things, and I found out I had that some of those files somewhere, and and also a few of my own 78s. But that's basically it. But it's a more rare Lang. Eddie is on here strumming. And we began with Jack Pettis and his orchestra. He's the Last Word, 1926. After that, a rejected take, a Columbia rejected take, Chick Ender and Charlie Farrell. Ain't It the Truth? 1932. And our complete theme. I don't know. Someday I probably should truncate it because people have mixed feelings about that song, although I love it. So, I'll use it. We're going to continue now with an early Eddie Lang recording from 1925, Charlie Kerr and his famous orchestra. What did I tell you? Indeed. What didn't I tell you? That's it. Eddie's on banjo here, I think.
Then I
just can't keep from crying. I'm going to Louisiana, get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana, get me a mojo hand. Just to see when my woman got another man. Woman got another man.
Very nice accompaniment there by Eddie, and I think sounds like Venuti was in there too. He always, you know, they traveled in pairs. But definitely Eddie Lang in there. And what's remarkable about that recording is that's Beth Chalice, and she's not cackling. She doesn't have that, she doesn't sound like herself. She sounds good. She sounds a lot better than she normally does there. I Want to Be Loved by You in 1928, late about December, I'd say. Really a late 1928. But that's a remarkable recording, just because her voice isn't irritating. I'm sorry. My apologies to Beth and her heirs and assigns, but she does sort of cackle a bit. Before that, Texas Alexander, Tell Me Woman Blues, 1928, Eddie in there. And nice accompaniment. Beginning with Charlie Kerr, and that sounded, could have been a guitar, but it's a very plangent instrument. Obviously, it isn't the L5 because he didn't have that yet. But it's he's playing it, whatever it is, and I think it sounds really good. Charlie Kerr and his famous orchestra. What did I tell you from 1925? Well, this is Radiola, and you're thank you for listening tonight. I do appreciate it. Radiola is on WHCL 88.7 FM, and we're here in Clinton, New York, of course, and at Hamlin College, we're broadcasting this material, and WHCL.org, and thank you for streaming tonight. I do appreciate it. More Eddie. Now, this is the other side of that Von DeLeith from last week. Another good side, and I don't know, she and Eddie worked together. Eddie, she must have brought something out, because this also is a wonderful recording. What Do We Do on a Dewy Day? And this is from 1927, and he's really good here, and so is she. But then, of course, she was.
Bad days, I just adore 'em. Bad days, I'm crazy for 'em. When there's mist around, dew upon the ground. I like blue sunny weather, and I don't like too sunny weather, 'cause with my sweetie mind, I can't enjoy my time. All we do is go out walking when the sun is bright and gay. But oh, what do we do on a dewy day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do? You guess what we do on a dewy day. Do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy? I'll say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away. Oh, what do? Guess what we do on a dewy day. Rain may go pitter-patter, but I say, like Irving Berlin, what does it matter when I'm satisfied by a fireside? Some sweet someone is near me, one who knows how to cheer me. Never think of showers, but just the happy hours. Oh, what do? You don't know what we do on a dewy day. Oh, what do? What don't we do on a dewy day? But when say, let's not go out tonight, we won't go out tonight. Oh boy, I just turned gray, 'cause my baby sits on one chair, on the other I must stay. Then what do? There's not much to do on a dewy day. Do 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 on a dewy day.
I've heard about your lover, your thin, sand brown. I've heard about your sheep. treats me like a dumb stepchild. One time he said my sugar was so sweet, but now for his dessert he goes across the street. How much of that stuff can I stand? My man's love has got so cold and dead that now he has to wear an overcoat to bed. How much of that stuff can I stand? Women selling snakeskin and alligator tails, trying to get money to get my man out of jail. How much of that stuff can I stand? Said I was an angel, he was bound to treat me right. Who in the devil ever heard of angels that get beat up every night? How much of that stuff can I stand? Went down to the drugstore, asked the clerk for a dose. But when I received the poison, I eyed it very close. Lord, how much of this stuff can I stand? Come home from work, feeling tired and sore. He makes me shove my money underneath my front door. How much of that stuff can I stand? The next man I get must be guaranteed. When I walk down the aisle, you're gonna hear me scream. How much of this stuff can I stand?
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. Why, she can live just like a queen on what you're making. 'Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper, so now's the time to fall in love. Two can live as cheap as one that used to be a fake, but it's true now, I'm telling you now. If you think it can't be done, you're making a mistake. Mr. Gloomy, listen to me. Bolognese are cheaper, kimonos are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. Bananas are bargains, pianos are bargains, you should take advantage of. You can pay a little, oh, a little maybe. Why, you can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper, so now's the time to fall in love. Good and healthy and wanna be wealthy, now's the time to fall in love. A girlie with money is really a honey, say you should take advantage of. Don't you be too proud to follow my suggestion. Take your girl aside and pop the vital question. Expenses won't be a bother, leave that to her father. Say now's the time to fall in love. spaghetti is longer and Limburg is stronger. Now's the time to fall in love. There's sales on salami, corned beef and pastrami. You should take advantage of. Get a partner who'll keep you from oversleeping. Just lay a dollar down and start right in housekeeping. The bills, they keep blowing at you. You'll pay when they catch you. Now's the time to fall in love.
Oh, yes. Well, gas is a little cheaper, but it's starting to go up again. That was Dick Robertson in 1931. Now's the time to fall in love. Well, maybe it was for some people, which would explain all those people born in 1932 and 33. Anyway, that was you heard a lot of strumming on there. Eddie was doing his rhythm work, and that is not to be underestimated, because he was one of the best rhythm players in the business, as well as being one of the finest soloists. And accompanist, he could do anything. He was the most versatile guitarist of his age, as you've heard him playing behind blues like Gladys Bentley. How much can I stand? 1928, and of course she couldn't afford a trumpeter, so she had to double with her voice there. But that was Gladys Bentley and Eddie, just the two of them, and he made up for all the other instruments, that's for sure. Began with Vaughn DeLeith, What Do We Do on a Do-Do-Dewey Day, 1927, off a OK 78, a transfer from Mr. Ray Mitchell, and it's a lovely record. I am so happy to have heard that. That Vaughn DeLeith, that and the other side I played last week, marvelous recording. And this is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. And WHCL.org, and we're playing Eddie Lang tonight. Another show next week. I'll play something different, but tonight, and I'm Andy Senior, by the way, and that's all you need to know about me. I'll hide my secret sorrow from you, such as it is. But now here's a 78 from my collection. A lot of Eddie on here. Great solo from 1926. Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, Washboard Blues.
Thank you. of you, thinking of you. When you are mine, dear, the world was mine, dear, and the skies were blue. I'm lost, 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 thinking of you.
Oh.
Wow, that really veers into the experimental, at least for 1931. That was the state of the art as far as those guys were concerned, or anyone else at that time. It's still pretty freaky at points. Joe Venuti's Rhythm Boys, I think it's the Blue Four, basically. Tempo di Modernage, or Modern Age, as you will. And, yeah, you heard all the usual suspects on there, including Joe and Eddie. Eddie was, he was getting into boogie-woogie almost, astonishingly. Very astonishingly, in fact. Before that, Russell Douglas, N.O.K., from 1927. I've Grown So Lonesome Thinking of You, played a lot hotter than Russ Morgan would ever play it. And beginning with Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, Washboard Blues from 1926. And that's a little nice little hot solo. They're not all, it's not all Eddie all the time. And that's probably just as well, because it's nice to hear other people and how he fits in the band and interacts. But those little solos come up and they're like gems. They're just beautiful. And of course he's always there underneath the other musicians or singers or whoever. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. Thanks for listening tonight. Do appreciate it. And more good stuff here. Another again from the from Ray Mitchell. Charles W. Hamp in 1929. And I like Charles Hamp. I really do. He's a bit, melodramatic. But I love his, I you know, he's an acquired taste, which I've acquired. Perhaps. No, definitely. I've definitely acquired it. The song is Perhaps.
What a strange new feeling in my heart comes feeling whenever you are around. My imagination says this sweet sensation means that my soulmate is found. Maybe you feel like I do. Who knows, it all may be true. Perhaps you are the one for me. Perhaps I am for you. Perhaps we two, as one should be, together all life through. And perhaps I am only surmising, just like all other love dreamers do. Perhaps someday I'll hear you say you make my dreams come true. Perhaps I am only surmising, just like all other love dreamers do. Perhaps someday I'll hear you say you'll make my dreams come true.
made a good man far too fine. Positively, absolutely sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. He threads my needle, greens my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, he's good to have around. When my furnace gets too hot, he turns my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. I like the way he whips my cream. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjack, cleans off my table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. Sometimes he's up before they're done, busy working on my lawn. My man is such a handyman. Never has a thing to say when he's working hard. Wish that you could see the way he had a mud front yard. My eyes don't seem to melt away. I get a fresh beat every day. My man is such a handyman.
Talk about versatile. That was Eddie playing the six stringer, Lonnie Johnson on the 12 stringer, so made a lot of strings between them, about 18, I think, on Deep Minor Rhythm. And Eddie was recording his Blind Willie Dunn, which was not meant to be offensive, but was just because he had a newsboy by that name, and I'm assuming he was helping him out somehow. And, of course, Eddie's real name was Salvatore Massaro, and he was born in Philadelphia, so a lot of name changes in there. But, the disability thing did help the sell records, but I just wonder why the carpal tunnel kid has never enjoyed that sort of monetary benefit. I guess it's not a severe enough problem. Before that, Victoria Spivey with Clarence Williams' Blue Five, My Handyman, 1928. Yes, there's a lot of metaphors in there, certainly. And Eddie, of course, was, beautiful, beautiful playing. Charles W. Hamp before that, perhaps, 1929. And that was off an OK, 78. But I'm using courtesy of Mr. Ray Mitchell, who wrote the Eddie Lang discography, Feeling My Way. Yes. And there's a picture of that on my Radiola blog. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and Radiola will come up pretty near the top of that list, if not at the top. I think there's some sort of... No, it's not a paid link or anything, so, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky that way. And speaking of blues, if you want to tune in an hour early next week, an hour in the shack with Uncle Pete, he plays some pretty good blues and a lot of other things, too. Not quite like what I play, but I have to compliment him on his playlist, and it's pretty good stuff. Also, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., please be sure to listen to Mark Fuller with Retro Radio. Mark Fuller is on every Saturday night with music of the 50s and 60s. He sounds just like everybody did at one point, but now Mark is the only one who sounds like that, and it's just amazing. If you want to relive those years in a nice way, not in a bad way, because they weren't entirely always pleasant, but you want to relive the more fun aspects of the 50s and 60s. His show certainly is, with old commercials and old jingles and production, and he does the weather, he announces chicken dinners, and he does it in such a way that you'll think you're listening to radio back when you were somewhat younger than you are now, or perhaps not even born yet, which would be really freaky. And speaking of really freaky, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And also next week, please listen to Pete Bianco with The Ringer, and he's on Wednesday mornings from 8 until 10. Mark Fuller also has a show on another station that morning. So tune right from Pete over to Mark on the other station. Just move the dial if you can, and that's all you got to do, honestly. So here's Dick Robertson again. A little bit of topical humor for 1931. I'm sure you'll agree.
Hi-ho, everybody. There's lots of public enemies, but I know only three. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. They've made a million married women wish that they were free. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Those crooning vagabonds are stealing all our blondes. Now I know what has become of Sally. And every time you kiss your girl, who is she thinking of? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Listen, all you bachelors, all you married men, we must stick together once again. There's too many crooners, too many saxophones, breaking up our happy home. Who always sings about a couple needs the stars above? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. And though I call it nonsense, they insist that it is love. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Before the radio, a married man could throw any gigolo out in the alley. But now who comes into your home and you can't say a word? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Ha 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 each time I go out, all I hear him talk about is this Crosby, the Colombo, and the Valley. You know, I buy the banana from the Greek, and all the time I hear him speak about this Crosby, Colombo, and the Valley. I buy the radio, and I tune him soft and low, and I hear him sing, and I like him too, by golly. Everything will be okay if they sing Pagliacci someday, this Crosby, Colombo, and the Valley. Our children think America was first discovered by Crosby, Colombo, and Valley. The women only laugh at me, but who can make them cry? Crosby, Colombo, and Valley. A girl can close her eyes and listen to those guys and do what Trilby did to old Svengali. My baby can't say Poppy yet, but he can plainly say Crosby, Colombo, and Valley.